Breakfast. Don't you know Marto, Margo and Dan on the radio.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
40's back. Thank the sweet Lord for that. Big wrap-up of the Storm v Eels last night on today's show. We get Terry Reader, CEO of the Dolphins, comes to join us as well. We hit him up about how long until they get Alfie Langer over there. They've already got Herbie Farnworth over there. Who else? There's your Flegler as well.
Is there
the
a salary cap for water boys? I don't know. For coaching staff, there's not, is
there? Bag, or does he get paid in vodka Red Bull?
I think so. And gets the pokey lounge named after him, the Alfie Lounge.
Oh, the Langer Lounge.
Langer Lounge. Oh.
0484101045. Text us whenever you want. If we can't get to it during the show, we'll try and do it here on the podcast. Jason from Fruit Grove wants to weigh in on the hearing aids you were talking about.
Well, he heard the show because he has a hearing aid, he said. It cost him 10 grand.
Jesus!
Ended up hearing too many things and it gave me anxiety. Ditched it and never been happier. Well, that's the issue with my dad. I said, how's the hearing aid, Dad? He said, I hate it. I can hear everything.
Well, what happened with the 10 grand?
Isn't that the point?
Do you get that back? Like, is
health
anyone...
health insurance, maybe?
Can you use Check Marketplace?
I'm not sure. I'll ask my dad.
Oh, you
just Check Marketplace,
Facebook.
See if there's any hearing aids on there. Like, just... I know it's not nice getting ear jam, earwax, somebody else's. They would have cleaned it.
Just clean it off, would you?
Clean it, yeah.
Hearing aids for sale.
Yeah, how much?
She's talking to me. She's telling me.
Yeah.
$900 for Amplifon.
Yeah. $800. Oh, yeah, they're the ones advertising on.
$600, $2,000.
You hearing this, Jason?
Phonak.
But Jason, you got ripped off,
mate. How's Jason hearing us if he hasn't got his hearing aid?
Oticon. $10,000.
Oh, it's Jason.
Even secondhand, they're ten grand.
Yeah, primo version.
Is that ring Jason from Fruit Grove? Is that what it's got there? Anyway, thanks, Jace. I don't know how you're listening to us.
No, he can't.
We took him out.
What about Jason?
He didn't. He doesn't have him anymore.
I know Braille's vision, isn't it?
We could see. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, well, Braille's touch.
Yeah. Touch.
If you can't see.
If you can't see.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah. We're not very smart today.
You have a little ticker tape coming out of your radio.
Hey, listen to this one. Doug from Rosalie, also on the show and it'll be on the podcast. Costco chooks are the best and they were awarded, you know, by some mob. Who awarded it to?
I'm not sure you did the bit.
The Chicken Association.
I think it's the Australian Chicken
Did you want
the
ego?
The official winner for 2023.
Costco is unbeatable on
they
this.
They don't say what competition.
Oh, hang on.
Two big reasons. A very generous serve at an inflation-beating price.
That price, just $6.99, the cheapest of all the chickens rated.
Okay, so that's Costco, which of course is at Ipswich and at North Lakes. Who lives nearby?
Anthony Milford.
He's been eating too many Costco chickens.
Do you think it's a coincidence?
Step away from the chicken.
Or do you think Milf just Googled where's Costco and then just looked for a
Costco
right
guy? Yeah. Listen to this. Doug from Rosalie says they're huge and juicy, which obviously that's why they won.
Milf or the chickens?
Both. Plus, you can buy a hot tub and a coffin while you're there. I've got to go to Costco.
God.
Has anyone?
My girlfriend bought a coffin from Costco, but to put in her front yard for Halloween.
Oh, that's
Costco.
Brilliant.
Costco.
That's
could
incredible.
You fill your coffin up
can
with rotisserie chickens?
Can we stop fat-shaming Milford?
Yes.
I saw him at the Dawn of the Dolphins premiere, and he actually looks pretty taut.
You can
I think it's a bad angle. I think the paper got him in a bad angle.
Yeah.
I think the jersey is ill-fitted.
Who's the bad angle front on?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you can decide.
Sometimes I look bigger than I am, and sometimes on a good angle, I look thinner than I am. Well, you know, it's always a hard representation to
when
get.
When you put your filters onto the picture,
I don't filter, Daniel. I use good light and good angles.
Well, don't eat too many more. Keep away from the chickens, Margo.
Yeah,
all I can say.
This is how men motivate each other.
I do love a hot chook.
You motivate each other. You go, what's wrong with your teeth, Marto? And then he goes and spends $18,000.
That's right.
Epic granola.
And then everyone takes the piss out.
That was not our fault. That was the epic granola's fault.
Well, hang on. You broke your tooth on some sourdough the other day.
It's still broken. Oh, I went to go and get it fixed and then realised I had a swimming carnival to attend, so I had to cancel my dentist appointment.
God, the world's full of dangers, isn't it?
It's broken even further. I can feel the roof of the gum.
Wow.
One of my teeth is starting to ache.
No.
I thought you were going to do it the
But
other
what
way.
I can see now is that there's a big black hole there. Like, I don't know if that's the plaque or if that's my gum.
Wow.
There's something happening. I need to get
black
it.
Hole.
I've been to the dentist in a year since I left the Gold Coast. One of my teeth is starting to ache. You said don't go see my dentist.
You've got great teeth, Daniel.
Yeah, they're starting to hurt.
Who's
they?
They're
starting to
hurt. Are they Tom Cruise's?
They're Marto's old ones.
Marto's old
ones. Got them shined up.
This is Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. Brisbane as.
last night, the first game of the year. Didn't that deliver? I'll give you the summary. It was 12 all at full time. And Harry Grant, he made 58 tackles last night.
Incredible. What a machine.
He was a machine.
God, he's a nugget. Isn't
and
he?
Of course, he scored the final try to win 16-12. Oh. The big take home, Xavier Coates got injured. He'll be out for a few weeks. Munster got a compound dislocation. Yeah. His bone was sticking through his skin. They've jammed it back in, fixed it up. Munster comes back on and plays a mighty role. So Parramatta with a better team, Storm won. But what I want to take, yeah.
Isn't that just the Storm's way, though? They come up against teams that are better and then they just win.
Methods.
How many times have I heard that? They were the better team.
They find a way because they grind away.
Amazing.
Hey, listen, what I do want to do is all the players have, you know, done their off-season work. What have the commentators been doing? That's what I want to analyse, and it always fascinates me after 25 years with Fox Sports as a commentator. I know a little bit about it and I like to analyse.
Who are we analysing?
All three of them. Fox Sports, Channel 9, and then Triple M. Who's the best commentator? Who called it better? Let's have a look at the first try from Fox.
Hodgson to the right for Gutherson. Kept it alive. They won't take this one off him. Pedicini's over.
Oh, a little bit soft, Bossy. Yeah. Adam Matt Thompson on Channel 9. Go.
Gutherson, there's numbers. This is the try. And Will Pedicini, the first name in the scorebook.
Okay. Still flat. It's
Dan Ganane. Well, it's the first try of the year. You'd think you'd pump it up. Dan Ganane from Triple M.
Thompson to the right. Gutherson must score. Must score. He draws in his man. Gives it on. And it's Will Pedicini who has the first
soft.
Try.
All of them are soft, right? Well, let's go on to the second try, see if they can pump it up. Fox?
Now for Hodgson. Little show. Chinyabalo, the ground rumbles.
That's better.
Is that all right?
Yes. That's
better. How did Channel 9 see that one? He didn't say his name.
Rampaging.
What did Triple M do with it?
Hodgson, second receiver. A little shot.
Oh, magnificent pass. This is his way to the line.
Did we win that one?
Yeah, Triple M on.
All right, third try. It'll be over soon, everybody.
Hodgson passes to himself. Melbourne with it and over for the try. Young Tonomapia.
Flat.
Is that
flat?
Not good enough. No. But listen, Channel 9 here, the same try, okay? The thing is, in commentary, you've got to lift it high.
Elevation.
The big moments. And what you don't want is your assistant commentator, what you call your colour commentator, dragging it down. I'm talking to you, Joey Johns. Keep the vibe up.
Easy as a decoy. Tonomapia! Yes, it's a try!
And Winston took him over with that, mate.
Cameron Munster.
The biggest decoy in the world. Righto,
Joey Johns. It's time to go back to the toilet and fire yourself up. Triple M, how did you see it?
It's heading out there. And, yes, it is used as a decoy. Munster gets on top of a player.
He's in.
That's his way into the in-goal area and scores.
Have you had enough of this yet? Let's just do Triple M Golden Point. It's that second last one. It's 78. Play that one.
Triple M Golden Point.
This is the win.
Grant goes for it. Reaches out, scores, and wins the game. Harry Grant wins the game.
Okay.
I'd go Triple M.
Good thing to know is we've got 27 more weeks of it
this,
to get better.
I won't do this every week. But I just wanted to show you, because I put a lot of work listening to that. And then you just go, oh, I'm rooted. And you turn it over to the cricket and you go, oh, come on, mate.
That's Vernon's point, really. The amount of play and misses already from Chanderpaul is exactly the argument here, that if it's nipping around like this and you're missing this many balls, you better be looking to score at every opportunity.
And that's the difference between rugby league and cricket.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
The hearing of my father. We were sick of saying to him, Dad, go and get your ears checked. Because every time we'd try and talk to him, he'd be like, hey, pardon, come around on me good side, Dal. And I'd be like, Dad, just go and get it fixed. His dad had a hearing aid, so it's obviously a hereditary thing. And we just said, stop putting it off. Go and get your ears checked. Go, anyway.
Did anyone look in there? Because old blokes like us,
everyone
like me,
looks at hair.
A lot of hair.
Trim
like
the hair, Dad, so you
try
can hear.
Did you try that first?
No. He went to the hearing people and they said, yeah, you need a hearing aid, mate. So he's got a hearing aid.
How much are they? Did you ask?
No, I didn't ask. Oh,
okay.
No. Wonderful for us because we now don't have to repeat ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
And when we tell a joke, he laughs instantly instead of having to tell it two or three times. So he hears it. It's wonderful. And now he doesn't just laugh at his own jokes. Yeah. You know, he's the lover of his own joke. He always laughs. And so you laugh because he's laughing at his own joke. He took it back the other day. He said, oh, I hate it. Take it back.
Too much noise. I bet you too much noise.
He said, it works too much. I can hear everything. I go out for lunch into a public place because he's normally subjected to the cab of his truck where all he hears is the UHF, right?
Yeah.
He then goes out in public now. He can hear everything and everyone. He said, I don't want to hear what those people at that table are talking about over there. I don't want to hear about what she did on Sunday. He said, it's too much. Turn it down. But
can't you turn it down yourself?
Well, he didn't realise. She showed him the whole app.
Is it on his phone?
He had it up too loud and she said, oh, there's an app on your phone. You can turn you can adjust different ears for different levels and all sorts of like frequency.
Hello, welcome to the new century.
You know, you got like frequency bass, you know, left, right on your stereo. Well, apparently hearing aids come with that now too. And he said, no, I don't want you to turn it down. I just want you to turn it off. Oh, get this bloody thing out of my ear. It's so annoying.
I just want some earmuffs, if anything. I want to cut out everything.
Cut out the whole world.
We actually have that ability on this show, Marto, and I don't use it very often. Margo, just tell us. Tell us what you're getting up to this weekend. Just talk.
Well, on Saturday morning, we've got soccer.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that wonderful?
Isn't that beautiful?
Then you and I can talk footy or whatever. Keep going, Mark. Yeah.
And then Memphis has got a soccer game.
You've got netball on.
So, Marto, do you see the Lions trial game last night? They doubled the
score. How much sport was on telly last night?
I'm actually taking the kids to it. I'm actually taking the kids to the Dolphins game.
Nice, isn't it?
I'll see you there at the Dolphins.
See you at the footy.
I'll bring me earmuffs. It's
Triple M. Turn it down. It's too loud. Triple M breakfast. Don't you know my
and Dan on the radio. Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
This is a story that should have been leading the news. It's about bachelor handbags and the ratings of the various...
Oh, the chook.
Oh, the hot chook.
Barbecue chicken.
Did they tease it over the whole hour as well, Marto?
No, it just hit me. 1 minute I'm watching sport, next minute I'm getting the chicken rankings for Brisbane and I'm going, this is big news.
Was this the opposite of not enough news for an hour-long bulletin?
Yes.
Because normally they jam little stories in that are unnecessary, but this was a little story they jammed in that should have been a big story.
This wasn't a little story. This was a story of this year.
I would contend Tommy Steinfurt should be on the case and get it on 60 Minutes.
All right. Well, what we're talking about, well, while we're there, we better cover off on it, is the rankings for barbecue chicken. How did Woolies go? It wasn't good for them.
Coming in least favourite and the most expensive at $11, the hot chooks at Woolworths scoring only 3 stars in all categories.
Oh, they're my favourite. I love a Woolies chook.
Is that out of 5, I'm assuming? I hope it's not out of 10.
No, I think it's out of 5. Okay. And there are different ratings
for
freshness.
How many chickens
for size.
Did they test?
Oh, lots.
Lots.
I don't have the final
figure.
Did
we go independent chicken stores as well?
Yeah. IGA, how did you go?
IGA takes 4th spot, costing you less at $9.99. Their chickens rating better for overall satisfaction, taste and freshness.
I always find them a little bit overcooked. The skin bubbles up and looks a bit crusty.
They've been in there too long, generally, I think you got to the store too.
It's your fault for getting to the store too late.
Keep them fresh.
I don't know what else you've got there.
I've got Coles chickens, whereas I get my bachelor handbags from Coles.
Is Red Rooster on the list?
No, we're not going to our franchised outlets. We're doing supermarket bachelor's handbags.
What about Stanley's chickens on Stanley Road at Carina? They're the best.
We may need to expand our search. But first of all, how did Coles go?
The bronze medal going to supermarket giant Coles, rating 4 stars across the board, beating rival Woolies in every category.
Oh, that's superior.
How much is a Coles chicken?
That Woolies, hey.
Same price. No, $11, $12.
I think.
$11. They keep each other honest, Coles and Woolies. They're pretty much the same.
What are the categories are we talking? Are we talking crispiness of skin and seasoning?
Size. And tenderness and juiciness.
Stuffing get a player's X factor.
I went in the other day and I bought some chicken schnitzels in a prepared package. I think there was 3 or 4. I thought, there's dinner. And that was $12.99. And as I was walking to the checkout, what look, I've got somebody who's already done my work for me for $11. I've got to grab Incredible. A bachelor's handbag.
What about Woolies? I don't know what Coles and IGA do. Roast pork, roast beef in a handbag.
Yeah, well, we'll get to those.
Don't bring it up. Marto had an incident with the pork. He spilled the juice all over the counter.
Everyone's waiting.
He's had a shocker.
We got to play on here because everyone's waiting for who came second and first.
Runner-up, smaller supermarket chain Foodland, making its first appearance in the ratings. Customers voting 5 stars for both taste and freshness.
Who's shopping at Foodland? I've only ever heard of Foodworks.
Apparently they're in Adelaide, so if you feel like
going... Okay. I'm not
going to Adelaide for a chicken.
Anyone who shops at Foodland, scrub their vote from the whole system.
All right, fair enough. Stanley's Chickens, you could sort... Who won is all we want to know.
The official winner for 2023.
Costco is unbeatable on the supermarket chickens for two big reasons. A very generous serve at an inflation-beating price.
That price, just $6.99. The cheapest of all the chickens.
$7 for an enormous chicken. Yeah. A huge chicken.
An enormous chicken.
It's Costco, so you have to buy 60 of them in one go and show
and
your membership.
You've got to sign a membership.
You've either got to go to up there near North Lakes or
out the back of Ipswich to Tampa.
You need to take a shipping container.
$3.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. Brisbane Ass.
We certainly are. We are all over Brizzy and the footy, both codes today, AFL and
Rugby League.
We're going to be talking to Lachie Neal, brand new co-captain of the Brisbane Lions in, well, after a song here, sort of 5 minutes' time. Billy Slater on before seven as well. We talked to him yesterday, Marto.
Hey, listen, and we'll go blow for blow, last night's first NRL match of the season. Golden point. What a way to start. We've got to wrap that up as well before seven.
This man will be very happy.
Rugby League.
It's a golden point beginning to the season.
Hey, listen, I'll tell you someone else. Talking sport, who's happy, and talking to the Olympics in 2032. Our mate, Adrian Schrinner.
Schrinner
the Grinner. He steps up yesterday and he stated what's obvious, but it's about time. I don't like the fact that Palaszczuk's trying to take control. Where were the Olympics in 1984? Los Angeles. Yeah, oh, I shouldn't go back that far. Yeah. Barcelona. It's not the Queensland
Sydney.
Olympics. It's the Brisbane Olympics.
It wasn't the New South Wales Olympics, was it? It was the Sydney Olympics. It's the Brisbane Olympics.
So the Schrindog gets up and he says, we're going places.
The hype is real. The opportunity is real. And the opportunity is limitless.
I tell you what, if you're living here and you've got a job here, things are really going to kick around. In the next 10 years,
look at the cranes.
Look
at the cranes. How many cranes
are
there?
The next 12 months is going to be rough, but hold on tight. We're going to come out the other side.
We're in the right place. And I tell you what, he stated something that was obvious to me.
We need a new trial of daylight saving for Queensland.
He was at lunch, but if he was in council.
Why don't we have this?
Absolutely.
Get in line with the rest of the country,
Thank you
Muppets.
Well, and then he said, I hope he pushes it. And Trindog, I'm happy. We're happy to help you push it.
It's a thing that can be done really cheaply, virtually no cost, and it can be done quickly. Why not have a trial next year?
Does everybody wind your clock back?
Because they're scared of the North Queenslanders. We just need to cop it off, let's say it, Gympie. That'll do. We'll allow the Noosa people to be with us.
Nah, have you seen what's going on up in Townsville and North Queensland at the moment? It's pretty scary up there. I'd be scared of them too.
Yeah, but they got a few mines. We need them in the same state for the coal and everything.
And if we change times, get on a different time zone, that'll confuse all the youth
just
criminals.
Stop, like, in the main street of Gympie, north of that.
If we put the clocks forward an hour, won't they all go to bed earlier?
I don't. Let's not get
crime. They won't be out as late at night on the street.
But also, we'll be living in the future, so we'll know which car they're going to steal.
Yes,
we can stop them before they do it.
We can win money on races and things
that's a
like
great
that.
Idea. Incredible.
Yeah. You're right.
Horse race. So, well, he's behind it. So let's keep that in mind because I'm a huge fan of it. And this is a rare personal insight into Adrian Schrinner's life.
Oh.
I didn't realise.
I sometimes like to go shopping in the middle of the night, and the only place I can go is the Brisbane Airport Woolies. Why is that? Why can't we change that?
Made me nervous. Condom.
Oh. The 7-Eleven on the corner of McLaughlin and Brunswick Street. That's generally open 24/7.
Isn't that what 7-Elevens are for?
Online is Uber Eats 24/7.
Or Jimmy Brings was here after Brings. A bowl of Jim Beam or something.
Marto's stressful job.
I like to shop in the middle of the night too, Munchies. But it's online generally. While Corey's asleep and he can't see the notifications on his phone that I've spent money. Is that what Adrian Schrinner's doing? Is he eating in the middle of the night so his wife doesn't find out?
Have you been shopping at DFL again?
Adrian, is that a new Balenciaga?
It's Marto and Margo and Dan on Triple M.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
It's Friday, and that means...
Friday.
Got to give it to a few people. A few people need to wake up to themselves. Therefore, you give them a fry pan, and they go, oh, I see, we're acting up a bit. Like Jim Chalmers, the treasurer from Logan. Do you see what he wants to tax?
The tax concessions really, around superannuation?
Really rich people he wants to tax. How dare you, Jim Chalmers, fry pan him.
How big?
Wouldn't you say that's a good thing?
Yeah, I'm joking.
Oh. But how big? Do you want a little one?
Yeah.
Hey, just on super quickly.
I was going to say, is it because you're rich, Marto?
No.
And you don't want to be taxed?
I don't know.
Can I fry pan?
I started having super last year. I'm a bit late to the game.
Okay, you're late. Someone started early. Can I just fry pan the person that has $544 million?
Did you see Gina Reinhart saying it's not me?
Clive Palmer hasn't said anything yet. I think it might be Wayne Bennett.
Ooh.
She's worked for a lot of high-profile clubs. Yeah.
Could be Wayne Bennett.
Here you go, Wayne.
You can't do that.
I don't have anyone I want a fry pan.
Oh, well, then this is for you.
Mm. Yeah, fry pan me.
Oh, no, you told me before. What about Marty Tapau?
I love this club. I love what this club stands for. Pride that you guys have every time we wear the training shirt, the jersey. I've only played 2 trial games, but honestly, I feel like this is home, and it is home.
Oh, sit down, Marty Tapau. You've been here for 5 minutes. Jesus, it's not right.
I love this club.
I love this club.
I love what it stands for.
I love someone who's paying
Come on,
me.
Tapau. Give him a bigger one.
Can I fry pan whoever's doing the audio over there at the Broncos? Is that in a toilet with Kevin Proctor on the halftime vape?
Yeah. Something vape.
Can we hit Harry on the head?
Like, which Harry?
Oh, Giles. The people who are lining up out the front from like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Those people.
You like it?
Fry pan them. The people in the line
what
waiting for Harry.
What about our Lord Mayor doing a bit of gear?
No, I like him.
No, I don't know. What gear is he doing?
I sometimes like to go shopping in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
and the
like
only
that
place
too.
I can go is the Brisbane Airport Woolies.
Yeah.
Why is that? Why can't we change that?
He wants shopping to become 24/7.
And daylight saving as well.
Good stand-up with him.
Can I just fry pan quickly our mates over at Channel 9? We love them, but every now and then the chemistry isn't up to scratch as it should be. So just straighten up and fly right.
Bring a great time for a game of bowls. Wave, everyone. Had a great time tonight.
Well, before we go, here's a look at a story you won't want to miss tomorrow.
I'll get to work today and go, we got fry pan on Triple M this morning. We've got to lift our game. And so will Woolies. The Woolies executives, they'll
Coming
say...
The least favourite and the most expensive at $11. The hot chooks at Woolworths scoring only 3 stars in all categories.
Must try better.
I want to fry pan the people that voted Woolies the last chicken because it's the best.
Whoa.
It's my favourite.
1-3-3-5-3.
It's your turn.
Yeah,
this is
in.
A public service right now. Something's annoying you. Something's frustrating it. Get it off
Give
your chest.
Give it a little whack.
On Triple M and we'll fry pan it for you and everything will be good. Give us a call.
Can we give a fry pan on behalf of Dan at Newbeath?
Yeah.
Driving instructors teaching people to come to a stop when merging.
Oh, are they learning that?
Apparently.
Oh, big one. No, bigger. That's ridiculous.
The whole point of merging. It's like a zipper effect, one in, one out. People who are in the lane and people are trying to merge into it, just let them in. Come on.
Adam from Cleveland, he's also on the road. I want a fry pan road work speed limits when there's no work.
Yeah, we've
done this before. When no work being done. Took a drive up the Bruce yesterday and dead set, there was more blokes sitting down than actually doing any work. Give another one quickly. Do we go to Jace from Albany Creek? Hi, Jace.
Hey guys, how are you this morning?
Yeah, who do you need to fry pan?
Mate, the Gold Coast Council.
Oh, yeah.
They had the biggest concert in 2 years on the Gold Coast, the Carrara Harry Styles. They had 50,000 people there.
Yeah, we're aware of it. Margo's daughter.
Two and a half hours to catch the public transport that was available, and everybody that didn't get public transport got a parking ticket.
Parking in and around the area.
Yep.
Jace, what was your favourite song on the night?
Oh, it was my daughter that got stung, not me. I don't listen to Harry.
I was going to fry pan you.
It's Watermelon Sugar High.
Marto loves that one too.
Yeah,
it's his favourite.
Yes. Thanks,
Jace. Hello, Craig in Silkstone. Who are we fry panning on your behalf on 133353?
G'day, mate. I'd like to give Red Rooster a big fry pan.
Oh, Craig. I love their chickens the most.
Yeah, Red Rooster. They've got an ad on TV where a kid on a skateboard slips past and nicks off with old mate's open box of takeaway Red Rooster.
Yeah, there's a
That's theft. Why can they advertise? I reckon it. No, hang on. A big fry pan from outer space. Come on, that's theft.
Oh, hang on. You want the space fry pan. Here it goes.
Look out.
Well, just while we're on it, McDonald's also, one of their characters they promote is an actual thief.
The burglar.
That's right, the hamburglar. They base their whole campaign around.
Has he been retired maybe now? Did Grimace eat him?
Ooh.
Is this the problem with youth crime? Have they grown up watching too many commercials?
Well, I think the hamburger's got an electronic bracelet on his ankle. Limited hours.
He burgled too many hams.
Hey, Craig, that's a great call. Can I give you another one? There was an ad just on about 15 minutes ago on here. I'm going to have to fry pan it. It was about, like, if you're an NRL fan, you know, fair enough if you've got a pair of shorts, Broncos shorts or Dolphins jerseys and stuff. I don't think you need to buy this.
Australian-made NRL-branded mud flaps. Get them online at fansmudflaps.com.au.
Oh, my God. What?
If you've got a Canberra Raiders
mud flap. Are you telling me
flaps,
I can get Dolphins mud flap for the Mustang?
Margo's the demo. She's actually...
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. Brisbane has...
Hey, Billy Slater was on the show yesterday. Obviously, the Storm played the Eels last night. Peter Volandis will be very happy with how
Rugby League
has kicked off this season with golden point
start.
Overtime
I
win
believe
for the Storm.
This is the season where every game, every round is going to go to golden point.
How incredible would that be? Just edge of your seat stuff.
Oh, is God, Pete mandating that? He would make him play till it's a draw then.
Like basketball, you only need to watch for 2 minutes.
So we had Billy Slater on yesterday, and we knew going into the game that Ryan Pappenhausen.
Oh, God, they've got injuries worries everywhere.
Oh, so
yeah, but they still got Harry Grant. They still have Cameron Munster. Like, incredible still as a team.
And he mentioned the injuries yesterday. This is a bit of a premonition for last night. Munster got injured last night.
A few injuries at the moment down in Melbourne, though. Pappenhausen. Mm. Justin Olam is also out for the opening round. So, but still, as ever, they field a competitive side.
So Munster had just not a big deal, just a bone hanging out of his finger.
It dislocated and broke the skin.
Compound fracture.
Corey's had one of them.
How many fingers do you need?
Just pop it back in, I figure.
You could catch a footy with four fingers.
There's a couple of them are passengers. I reckon the ring finger and the little finger, they're just hanging around them with some useful ones.
Because you only spin it with the thumb and the first two fingers anyway. The little ones are tucked in.
Mitch Stark, in terms of chopping fingers off, he could probably, his was spin bleeding. Bowler. You know how he had that split finger, he started bowling.
He's a pace bowler.
Get rid of the last finger to leave the ball after he bowls, it was pissing out blood.
Plenty of our blokes are missing fingers. They still manage to get on with their jobs.
You don't need it. You only need your big toe because that hangs onto your thongs.
You need that for balance.
Oh, and that.
Yeah. Well, and the one next. All you need really is those two toes, like a little claw on your thongs.
Yes. You need that to give people
like a brick clip
the ups, and you need that one to actually do stuff in your thumb. You only need three fingers.
So, Marto, your optimal setup is just a thumb, the rude finger, and then two little claws on your feet to grip your thong.
You
can give the two up. You need to give the two up. Or the peace sign.
Yeah, two up and peace. So you need those two and the thumb.
Give them the bird or give them a thumbs up.
The ring finger and little finger are passengers.
You can do that's gold then.
Yes. Exactly. Where were we?
I think Billy Slater was going to talk about Craig Bellamy and his tips for last night. Who did Billy tip last night? I think you can probably have a guess.
Craig Bellamy hasn't lost a round one match in his career as a head coach, and I don't think that's going to change tonight.
No.
Well, I think it will be his last season, but I thought 3 years ago was his last season.
I know.
Yeah, he was right.
And so were you.
And so was I. Winners here, 100% strike rate.
Just back to those fingers. You know those pens that have four colours on them, the red, the blue, the black and the green?
Yeah.
The green.
Unnecessary.
Unnecessary. Yeah. It's like your little finger.
Yeah.
You know, it's there, but what's it for?
Pinky promises. Hello.
Do you want to take calls on footy or fingers?
Are we taking calls?
I feel like we've hit a juicy vein.
How did you lose your digit? We've done it before, it's always a winner.
If you could only have eight digits, toes and fingers included,
Maybe you've lost them and you wish you had lost a different one. What are the hindrances?
1-3-3-5-3, or do you write with a green pen?
Oh, nobody writes with a green pen.
No, what we could do is if you've lost one that you wanted and then a bloke calls up who has that finger, we can swap fingers.
Swap fingers!
Are you saying buy and swap?
We've never gotten more calls calls in the history of this show. The phones blew up with people who want to talk missing fingers.
I've made the claim that you only need three fingers on each hand. Really, that's all you need. The passenger, the ring finger and the little finger. Passengers.
And then just two toes, the big toe and the toe next to that, like two little claws to grip onto your thongs. People want to call up and correct us. People are missing fingers. They want to tell us which ones you do need,
Hold on, can you ring this?
Anonymous has texted in, 4 weeks after a one-night stand, I bumped into the bloke again. So obviously it's a female who's texted us. She said, I didn't know he didn't have any fingers on one hand, so obviously fingers aren't that important. She didn't even notice.
Wow.
Only one hand, though.
Your other senses, like, I don't know what you use your fingers for if you're having a one-night stand.
Foreplay, it's been a while. It's very important.
It's been a while, but surely your other senses, whether it's your mouth or something, come into play and they become super.
Or an appendage, perhaps.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Peter from Springwood, he said he met a bloke who deliberately chopped off his two fingers. What would you do that for?
I've heard of three footballers doing this. They kept dislocating fingers and they went, bugger that.
Just get rid of it.
Chop him off.
Yeah, all right.
You don't need that, man. We were born with too many fingers.
What are they? Appendages, phalanges. What's the
digits? Phalanges. Yeah.
Phalanges are your toes or your both? Your fingers as well.
No, your fingers are phalanges.
Memphis has just started calling toes your dogs. Mum, get your dogs away.
Your dogs.
Yeah, got your dogs out.
They'd be little piggies. Wouldn't they?
I don't know.
Little piggies.
Mm. This is anyway. Pete from Springwood on the burner phone. Okay. I work with a bloke in a sawmill who is missing both his pinky fingers.
Oh,
all right.
Get rid of them.
When I asked him what happened, he said, "Don't worry. Right one got me a house. Left one got me a Mustang."
Oh, a bit of compo.
Yeah. Kylie in Green
Silver
Bank.
Linings.
For some reason, we're talking about missing fingers, and we think that not all of them are necessary. What can you tell us?
It was my dad's finger years ago. He lost it, the middle one, in a car accident.
Yeah.
And he used to tell the story to all us little kids from picking your nose to scare us from picking your nose. Oh,
did he used to put the stump up there and protect, and then pull it out and go, look, oh, where's that gone? Oh, good. Hey, but did it ruin his life, the fact that he was missing his middle finger?
What was that old
finger trick, you know, where they used to put it, I can't even remember how to do it.
Careful with finger tricks.
They used to do those ones and, you know, they'd slide it across like it was like what you say, Margo, or whatever it was.
He could do the best ever edition of that because then he could turn his hand around and show the kids.
Oh, the finger's gone.
Look under the couch.
Like when they used to steal your nose. Oh, nose is gone. Yeah. There's the thumb.
I thought missing finger stories would be a bit better,
Jason from Silkstone.
Come on, Jace.
Pick it up.
Lift us.
Who lost a finger? Which one was it? And how did it hinder or advantage them, perhaps?
Okay, so my uncle is a baker and he had an accident at work and he lost the vast majority of his left-hand thumb.
Oh, that's worth plenty of money. The thumb's important.
It is. We found out that, it really is.
Yes.
But the craziest part about it is he's always played guitar from a young age.
Oh, guitar.
Yeah, and being a right-handed player, I thought he needed that left-hand thumb because I play guitar as well and a lot of people would realise that basically creates the force that you need to use your other fingers to, you know,
play the chords.
Opposition,
on the neck.
However, the hell he does it, I have no idea. But 2.5 months after his surgery, after he picked it up and he started playing again and I looked at him and I'm thinking, what the hell's going on here?
Wow.
How do you do that? I could not imagine in a million years that I could. I don't know, maybe you just had a nice big cup of that cement that Munster had. But
yeah, so you can still push through. What you're saying is without a thumb, you can even still play guitar. I wonder how you go on the piano, though. So, say, Elton John.
Do you use your thumb on the piano?
But I've got a solution anyway. If Elton loses one finger, who can help him out?
Molly. Unzip his pants and there's another appendage
that
he could use.
There's a nine. Just slide that in there.
That is a very long bow to draw. Motto, Margo and Dan, you can listen in the
car or wherever you can. Triple M Breakfast with Motto, Margo and Dan.
Oh, the group chat is lit this morning, Marto and Dan, because mums are out on the town tomorrow night.
Oh, no.
That's right.
What?
Magic Men are coming to Brisbane.
Hang on,
Magic
Men.
Who do they play for?
Is that like the Aldi version of Magic Mike?
They play for me, Marto. That's who they play for. They're on my team.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Magic Mike, the movie came out, The Last Dance, with Channing Tatum and Salma Hayek just recently. And so, therefore, what did the creators think of Magic Mike thought to do? bring out a men's male review show called Magic Men. It's coming to Brisbane.
Hold on, hold on.
Can
you,
hot.
Can you stop shimmering? It's on what tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night in the Valley. Gentlemen, I was just going to do a public service announcement.
Oh, this is wrong.
For
this
all of the wrong. Men of Brisbane, if you want to pick up a young lass who might be a little hot and heavy under the gusset, I suggest you.
Whoa, hold on.
I was going to say collar, but ladies don't wear collars.
Now,
I would suggest that you find yourself somewhere in the Valley tomorrow after 9 p.m. because between the hours of 6:30 and 9, the ladies of Brisbane are going to be warmed up, should I say,
wait,
your picking.
Are you saying there's a 2.5 hour strip male strip show?
I'm saying,
hey, listen, what is she doing?
I don't know. You've lost your mind. It'll just be on camera or something. You're grinding against our desk. Disgusting.
Marta, she's like Dean Boxall, the Australian swimming coach in here, rooting a chair.
Okay.
It's going to be amazing. But I just thought I'd do everyone a service, all of the gentlemen who are out looking to pick up tonight. There might be a few strays.
I'm with you.
Looking for someone to take it out on tomorrow after the show.
Finn McCool's our mates in the Valley.
Is that early for strippers, though? 6:30 till 9?
Mardo, that's foreplay.
Yeah, okay. And then we'll see what happens.
That's the warm-up.
Oh. So is she okay?
Just getting limber.
Can we get a bucket of water?
She's doing high kicks.
My husband's away for the weekend. My kids are all at sleepovers.
I think I know why he's away.
Yeah.
You need absolutely
stretch. What are you stretching your toes for? Get some Triple M breakfast wherever you can.
Mardo, Margo and Dan on Triple M. Triple M breakfast with Mardo, Margo and Dan.
Chat on.
I have three of the juiciest nominations for you today. I've compiling them over the last couple of days. We haven't had time to get to them. But
are these news teams, as in news readers on television that we watch that have never met each other before? Just throw them together?
Some of the most awkward encounters at that changeover, isn't it, when they hand back from sport to the news reader or vice versa?
Who have you got?
What's Sandra Sully's offside a bloke?
Matt Burke.
Matt Burke.
Matt, all right, have a listen. Sandra trips herself up here.
Matt is back. He's got the latest in sport. And Matt, for our cricketers, maybe a good toss. Maybe it was a good toss to lose, I should say.
100%, Sandra. Good evening to you.
Maybe a good toss.
Don't help her. No. Just move straight on.
There you go. Let's just push on.
Yeah.
She'll be good to go. She's an early favourite for the most awkward human.
Let's go to Channel 9. Lofty talking to, I think she was new. I hadn't seen her before. Meg, this reporter's name. And a little bit nervous because Lofty has a lot of charisma about him.
Gotcha. Been there forever. It's like Mardo here of Triple M.
I know, it can be intimidating. And Meg kind of lost her footing a little bit. But don't worry, Lofty saves her at the end.
Oh, magistrate's court tomorrow. And it's just been, there begins the start of a very long judicial process. Oh, Andrew.
Thanks, Meg.
No, he didn't.
He's so used to working with Wally that it wasn't unfamiliar to him, obviously. He just pushed through, not bringing any attention to it. Just move right along.
So, okay. We're giving
Meg had a hit in the head? What's happened there?
Maybe some CTE. We're giving her a hard time.
Maybe that's just what happens when you work for Channel 9 after a period of time, perhaps.
Someone's tackled her on the way out of Magistrates Court.
Should
have been subbed out.
Let's not judge 9 by that.
No.
Right? Let's go to their rock-solid team who've always been together, Lofty and Melissa and Gary Youngbury, right?
Gary, number one weather guy.
Well-oiled machine, these three.
So Gary here, I mean, it doesn't go to plan, but don't worry. Melissa jumps right on the back and fixes it all up.
Bring a great time for a game of bowls. Wave, everyone. Had a great time tonight.
Well, before we go, here's a look at a story you won't want to miss tomorrow night.
Nice, Gary.
Leave you hanging.
If you see
three
one.
Three incredible nominations.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, nominate them.
Well spotted.
0484101045.
Channel 9.
We are the newsreader watchdog. I'm fully expecting to make this on weekend today myself at some stage.
Oh, God, yeah. If you stuff up anything doing the weather, we're on here.
Triple M Breakfast with Mardo, Margo and Dan.
Half an hour's time, the best seats in the house, Suncorp Stadium, thanks to Village Motors North Lakes. You'll be in the back of a ute on the sideline watching the Dolphins' first foray into the NRL. And also, Dolphins CEO Terry Reader is just outside the studio. He'll be coming in a sec. Looks like he's brought some
gifts. What
does
he want? It's like God's arrived.
Yeah.
He's come with gifts.
Okay. I got to get honest again about this bloody 8 a.m. game we cannot nail down. Because we did Are You Smarter Than Margo?
What's wrong with the one we did yesterday?
With a cease and desist. Well, people have been complaining about Beat the Bang because apparently the money isn't good enough.
$2.80.
Don't be greedy, Rebecca.
Anytime, Beck.
$3.
It's over $3.
$3?
We weren't asking you to do anything.
What about that noise?
Apparently it's too much like secret sound. What Rebecca didn't understand, if she just held out for a bit longer.
She could have won.
Listen.
$1 billion.
$1 billion.
Oh, my God.
We were offering.
We had the money, but, you know.
We were offering $1 billion. It's all about timing.
Anyway.
And people critical of our show, of our games that we've been playing, we've just been trying to tweak it, get it right. We were here until, what, 5:30 yesterday afternoon?
No, 6. 6
p.m. I'm happy that I'm smarter than Margot went because clearly our listeners are way smarter than me and it just makes me look silly.
Agree. Yeah. And then we went, there's probably some other games that other people have played and we put a little twist on them. We should do that.
We were here last night till like 6 p.m.
All hours.
And then we were putting our bodies on the line for the show.
We've come up with something. 133353 if you want to play this.
Triple M's Who is in the Celeb Car?
In Margot's Mustang.
Yeah.
Who's in Margot's Mustang?
So for movie tickets right now, I think we've nailed this game. I'm going to play you a secret celebrity in Margot's Mustang.
And you got to guess it.
You won't be able to tell who it is.
They're downstairs in my car starting it up.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
We're going to beep their name out, okay? So the name will be beeped. You won't be able to hear it.
And you're going to go, I know who it is. Yeah. This could go for months.
Yeah, honestly, good, because it's a mystery. Yeah. 133353. Who is this?
Hi, this is Jimmy Barnes.
Oh, hang on. Sorry, not that. This one here.
Okay. Hi, this is... Yeah, the Triple M.
Who's that?
That one.
They
didn't. I have no idea. For the
133353.
Morning, Paul.
Morning. How's it going, guys?
Yeah, good, mate. Who's the celebrity in my Mustang? Do you know?
Oh, mate.
Do you want to hear
Jimmy Barnes?
What?
Jimmy Barnes.
What makes you think it was Jimmy Barnes?
Oh, just the accent, mate.
Play it again. Let's have a listen.
Do you want the beeped one or the? Do you want the one where he says...
We'll play the beef one.
Hi, this is... You're listening to Triple M.
All right.
Hang on, this was meant
Paul
to go...
Paul sounds a little bit like the celebrity in the car.
This was meant to take us through to the end of the year.
Can you say, hey, Paul, hey, Triple M, this is Paul?
Hey, Triple M, this is Paul.
No, that's all right.
Let's see who's in the Mustang.
Bloody hell.
Hi, this is Jimmy Barnes. Oh, this is the Triple M.
Parker. Beauty.
You ripper, Paul. Oh, how good are you?
I think Paul's embodied Jimmy Barnes, has he?
Figure that out, Paul. That is so frustrating.
Well done. We're going to have to get another one.
Do you like going to the movies, Paul?
Oh, yeah, I don't mind the movies.
Do you like bears? Do you like... No,
I don't think you can ask that. No.
Do you like bears doing cocaine? Because the tickets are a cocaine bear. It's in cinemas right now. It's the outrageous comedy.
Oh, joy.
Inspired by true events of Pablo Escobar.
Could you please not laugh at
it? That's good gear, Daniel. It's good gear, Dan.
Motto, Margo and Dan on Triple M.
Don't call in for those VIP dolphin seats in the back of the Havel Ute, thanks to Village Motors in North Lakes, just yet. We've got to talk to Terry Reader, the CEO. I was going to play our manufactured dolphins theme song. Should we wait till Terry comes in to hear that?
No, here he comes. He's walking in right now. Do you want to play it as he walks in? CEO of the Dolphins. He's actually done it.
He brings gifts as well.
We're the Dolphins.
We're D-Day minus two. Oh, what do you got? Presents?
Oh, my goodness.
That microphone, yep.
That one will do, Terry.
Well, you've been talking about how great our memberships are, so obviously you are members of our club, which is in a Fanatics pack.
We did earlier in the week, Marto, decipher who was the better team membership merchandise pack. And the Dolphins came out number one.
There's a bigger part for you. We talked about this. We're a chance of getting three of your kids. I don't know about Wiley. Yeah, I don't know about Wiley.
He might not.
But I reckon we got Dan's kids too.
This August Stancy, 2023, the baby flippers member. Just a little baby dolphin. Oh, that's nice for my 1 year old.
Fanatics. What about that?
Oh, Fanatics. That's a great idea.
We were hoping to get Marto in one of those bombers, you know, the Dolphins special VIP jacket. Membership jacket. We might have to work on that one. We'll see what the budget is for Triple M this year and see if we can put some of it towards it.
Terry, if you could get Rum Lord on the back of the.
I am the Rum Lord, I think.
What's this thing, Terry?
That's exactly what you'd be up to. The selfie light for your mobile.
Telling you about.
All the selfies you take, Margo. Remember, I can see you with that.
You can have two of them, Margo.
You can clip it onto your phone. Look at this. I'll show you. And it lights up your face. So when we take a...
Oh, no, the batteries aren't in, mate. You just took them out of the box.
Terry. You're not one of those gift givers, you know, at kids' birthday parties when you give them a present with no batteries. But, Margo, you put it on the top like that, and then when we turn the photo around, it lights up and it lights our faces up and we get a photo.
Okay, you can definitely have mine. Do selfies. Yeah.
Terry.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, we need to talk, though. So, Flegra and Farnworth, that's outstanding work for 2024. Is there a small demountable for when Alfie Langer comes over as well to rejoin Wayne? Have you got a little bed in the corner for him?
Yeah, no, it's been a big week for the club. Obviously, two quality signings for our club in 24. When we always said that we'll wait to get the right players, it wasn't all about 23. And, we've got a wonderful squad already, but that'll add a bit of extra quality to the squad next year.
Plenty of experience coming with Flegler and Farnworth. But let's talk about this weekend because you got two debutants on debut and we saw and we played the audio for our listeners of Isaiah Kateo getting the phone call to his dad and it was beautiful and emotional. That's pretty exciting. Him and also Kurt Donoghue running out on Sunday at Suncorp. Huge game, 3 p.m. against the Roosters. What has this week been like for the players, for your new players and for you guys as a club? Like this is historic moment.
It is. For those two players, it's always wonderful. So when guys make their debut, what it means for their family, what it means to all the people who have been part of what they've done and to get where they are. And Kurt Donoghue is a great story. He came as a train and trials part of our Capra's affiliation. We brought him up from Newcastle. He's impressed everyone in pre-season, wonderful during the trials and gets his chance. And his mum and dad are very excited and his family's bringing 40 up. The Katoas have got 50 coming. So, these stories are wonderful. And, you know, they feel like the romantic part of rugby league and what it means for the players.
So there's at least 90 people there on Sunday. How many are you expecting? Well, is it up around 35 and 40? I went to the first game of the Broncos in 88. That was an incredible day. My mate and I will never forget it.
Yeah, no, you're right.
That what do you got?
That marker is about right at the moment. It's actually hard to tell because we've never played before. So historical data on ticketing, purchasing patterns, and let's not forget, it's the first time in 3 years we've been able to go to a game and buy tickets without any sort of COVID restriction. This is the first season in 3 years. So, but we are pushing towards that 40 mark and, somewhere between 30 and 40 is what we've been saying because we just don't have the data and the way tickets are going and membership still sales leading in, it's fair to say it's Dolphin Mania in Brisbane at the moment.
How's Wayne been? He's been down this track so many times.
Nothing phases Wayne. He's excited though. He might not say that, but he's excited. I mean, so are the players, and a lot's been written about how we'll go and where we'll finish and what's going on, and new squad coming together. And the reality of it is, they're enthusiastic, excited because everything's the first training session they've had, the first trip they've had, the first game at Suncorp, the first game at KO, the first everything. So
Wayne's first smile.
I was going to say,
he's been smiling a bit, actually. He's been smiling a bit, he has.
He's a new man since he's come to the Cliff because we saw him at the Dolphins on the red carpet. It's hard-pressed to get Wayne to many events. He's been doing media. He has done the Dawn of the Dolphins, which comes out on Stan on Monday. Then I just saw him in a KO ad. He's doing TV commercials.
It was a very limited
role. What have
role.
You done with the old Wayne?
The good thing about Wayne is, people see a different side of Wayne in the doco with a following
Kenny
around.
Bromwich said he didn't realise how grumpy he can get. he has his
That's
moments.
That's all old men.
Okay, let's take the two scenarios. You win Sunday. God, what happens then?
We haven't really thought about that part yet. We're trying to fill the stadium and get as many people behind the club
What happens if the Roosters dust you up? Where do you go?
Well, let's be honest. It's our first game ever in the NRL. So you can't answer those questions until they're happening, Marto. Who knows what'll happen? You got to see it. But I think the key, when I look at our squad, maybe I'm a bit biased, but we've got 15 players that have played for the country, seven that have played Origin, and we've got premiership winners, leaders, captains of their country. So
pretty decent coach.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, and they're the best coach in the game. So, you know, I think we'll surprise a few people, and the goal is to be make sure we're competitive and a team that Brisbane can be proud of.
Now, we were talking during the week, Terry, because you wanted to correct me. I said something on air that was incorrect.
What'd
and
you say?
And I love getting text messages from the boss. It makes me feel important and special.
Someone's got to do it.
I may or may not have said that the game was at KO Stadium in Redcliffe, but it's actually at Suncorp because seven of your home games, the Dolphins' home games, are at Suncorp. You've got two or three?
We've got three at KO, our spiritual home out there at Redcliffe. The big games are at Suncorp because of the capacity, obviously, and it's in the middle of the Brisbane CBD. And amazingly, a lot of people ask about where do your members come from, where it is. It is a second Brisbane team.
Yeah.
40% of our members live within 15 k's of the Brisbane CBD.
Yeah, well.
And 42 live within 15 k's of Redcliffe. So it probably shows a good spread.
Speaking of which, the game on Sunday, massive game, first game opening, you know, for the Dolphins, round one versus the Roosters. Huge game for you guys because it has such meaning around Arthur Beetson. Tell us about that.
It is, you know, and that's the difference with our club. We're not a made-up expansion team. We've got history of 76 years we turned last week. And so we've got a story to tell, a narrative. He was a legend of both the Roosters and the Dolphins, and actually wrote in his book that it was his dream to see the Dolphins play the Roosters before he passes away. So we'll bring that to life for his family, and the boys will play for the Artie Legacy Medal, so the man of the match will be awarded.
If you're a Dolphins fan, don't meet at Wally on Sunday. Don't meet at the Wally statue.
Go meet at Artie.
There you go. Yeah, nice touch.
And we can actually get you there thanks to our mates at Village Motors North Lakes in the back of a Havel ute on the sideline
and
to watch the Dolphins' first foray. You've got to do this.
Terry, as the leader,
as the head dolphin, as the god of the dolphins,
the leader of the pod.
Can you do an old dolphin
noise? I attempted it earlier.
I'd rather do the actions and throw my leg. I don't know if I can do the sound. I'm happy to put the fins up.
I had a go before.
That's a distressed dolphin.
That's caught in a net.
Dan's going to help me out. He's emceeing for us on the weekend. You play that sound and I'll do it with you, mate.
All right, there you go, buddy.
I can't get it out, Terry.
You're making me laugh for a can of tuna. All right, 133-53. Give us a call right now.
Best dolphin goes in the back of the ute.
Kaz in Cooperoo. It's really simple.
Kaz,
hey, how you going?
Yeah, good, Kaz, babe. Dolphins fan, you want to get along to the game on Sunday, but in the best seats in the house.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Give us a dolphin.
All right.
All right, okay. Kaz, now give us a dolphin.
Oh, no, it's better be four, eh?
Yeah, whenever you're ready, give us a dolphin, though.
Yeah, you got to...
I know we're funny, Kaz, but
it's
we need
a laughing dolphin.
Yeah, we need a dolphin. Right.
When you're ready.
I'm just going to let this guy out of the driveway. I'm trying to... All right, sweet.
Concentrate.
All right.
That was better. Okay. That was better.
That wasn't
Stop
bad.
It.
You're leading
Thank you
at the
there.
Moment,
That's animal
Kaz.
Cruelty.
Where were we making dolphin noises?
Yeah, Nick in Pilara. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Nick. Kaz is the clubhouse leader. You would have heard her just before we went into the song there. How do you reckon you'll fare against Kaz? It's pretty good.
I'm pretty sure I've got Kaz covered.
Okay.
Now, just to get everyone up to speed, this is, of course, four seats in the back of a Havel ute, thanks to Village Motors North Lakes, parked on the sideline of Suncorp, Sunday afternoon.
Slightly elevated view. You're not going to be in the nosebleed section. You are going to be side stage, essentially.
You might get a nosebleed because a player will get tackled into the back of the ute. You'll be that bloody close.
You might get a ball in the face. How good would that be?
Jesus. Yeah, Tedesco, you could give him one around the ears if he comes close to the ute.
Just trip him.
Spray him with the windscreen wipers.
Nick, what's your inspiration? A lot of creativity goes into this. What are you thinking? Are you closing your eyes while you do the dolphin?
Look, trying not to make too much of a moron of myself.
Okay. The more moron, the better, Nick.
Yeah, we don't
can't
allow
be worse
that.
Than Kaz.
You need to go full moron.
We don't allow that on this show.
Go, Nick.
Come on.
All right. Come on, the Dolphins. Spins up, fanatics.
Oh, my God, that's
incredible.
Should
we send an ambulance? Are you okay, Nick? All right, well.
There was commentary into the dolphin.
I didn't mind that. You're leading now, Nick.
Well done, Nick.
Come on.
Cut him off.
Ned. Ned from Dingalpa. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. You're keen to get in the back of the Havel and slightly elevated view watching the game, side stage, Suncorp Stadium, 3 p.m. Friday. Sunday. Are
give
you
us
ready?
One of these. That's all
I'm
need.
I'm very keen, mate.
Right. Okay, Sunday.
All right, Ned.
Right, yeah. Yummy rooster for dinner.
That's my favourite.
Sounded like a horse. It's not for Broncos tickets, Ned. Okay. It's Dolphins tickets. Should we give him another try?
He gave it a bit of context. Can you just go the dolphin noise quickly, Ned? That's a Bronco noise.
He sounds like a girl at Harry Styles waiting in the line.
Okay, Clay from Cashmere. No, let's not discount
Ned. I liked his enthusiasm. Yeah.
It was good.
Oh, come on, Clay from Cashmere. Bring us home, mate.
It's yours to lose here, Clay.
This is it, Clay. It's all on your shoulders.
If I was to lose, I think my family would disown me.
Yes,
to be honest.
You'd be out of the pod.
This is to get in the back of the ute on Suncorp on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I think we put away binoculars. Have we got a winner?
I just want to hear Clay one more time.
I nearly celebrated too early.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Clay.
Yes, yeah, come on.
Clay from Cashmere, are you heading along to the game on Sunday?
Yes.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, well, you're out that way. Do you consider yourself a Dolphins fan?
Yeah, mate, my grandfather was a Redcliffe supporter back in the day. I used to play for Redcliffe Dolphins.
No.
And then, yeah, 100%,
100%, through and through. Oh, jeez. Mate, well, listen, we'll see you on Sunday, but you and a mate, it's a two of them, isn't it? It's not just sitting there on his own. You and a friend are going along and sitting in the back of a ute thanks to Village Motors.
Yes, thank you so much. Appreciate it, Heath.
Good on you, Clay. Take us out with one more dolphin.
Oh, that's great. Steve from Petrie, thanks. Dan from Salisbury, Meg from Willowbank, Pete from Boronia Heights, Anne from Brendale, Samantha from Indooroopilly, Tim from... Everyone
all
had
got tickets. They're all going.
Oh, they're going.
They're all going. Congratulations to them. They're all going. They've got tickets. But Clay from Cashmere, he's got the VIP, side stage, premier tickets, Village Motors, thank you, back of the
and
Havel.
And a great Dolphins backstory too.
They're not all in the ute, those people. We're not hockey strapping all of them down.
No.
Just Clay and his mate.
No. They'll be sitting with us up in the grandstand.
Yeah, Village Motors, North Lakes, Australia's number one GWM dealer 2 years in a row. It's Triple M.